Well, it's that time in the show to check in on the crop markets. So, Kim, what's going on?
Well, I think more of the same. And we'll just get the usual lineups here. You've got tight stocks of wheat. They're getting tighter probably. You've got the corn and soybeans. What's going on in South America is what's impacting that. But those stocks are relatively tight. There's a lot of talk about the wheat crop condition. It's poorer than it was last year, but it has improved a little bit. And you've always got the weather. The drought in the west, too wet in the east for planting. And then you've got Russia and Ukraine that's just magnifying everything. I've been telling people that in the 40 years I've been in this job, I believe we're facing the most uncertain times that we've faced over that period.
Yeah, there's just a lot going on. Is there any new suspects?
Well, there's some few suspects, and most of them have been here a month or so. You've got input costs. We had them going up before the Russian-Ukraine happened in late February. But I think what producers are seeing is the availability of money, the availability to borrow money, especially producers that price their wheat or their commodities on the futures markets. These higher costs, they've got to make margin calls. Plus, you've got the 20, 25, 30% increase in production cost. That means you've got to borrow more money. You've got the uncertainty with the weather. You've got the risk there, and I think that adds to our uncertainty in price. And then you got to have the producer's willingness to take that risk, and that could impact how many acres we plant.
So with risk, you know, can you give us an example of what producers could be dealing with?
Well, just look at prices over the last week. Last week on SunUp, we talked about wheat being at $10.10. It's at $11.20 today. That's a $1.10 increase in a week. We've had it fall that much in a week. You've got corn going from $6.75 to $7.10, a 35 cent increase. Beans from $13.75 to $14.35, increase of 60 cents. You've got your prices for your commodities going up, going down, a lot of movement there. And you've also got that same situation with your inputs, but mostly just higher prices.
You know, it seems like this time of year when you're giving us all this information every single year, but really this year, when producers are putting pen to paper and like looking at their crop, how does all of this impact their decisions going forward?
Well, it makes the decision process harder. When do you price your product, and do you chase the high and try to avoid that low price? I think it's the time that you got to come in and have discipline, both in borrowing money. You got to have discipline in managing your planting and you're growing the product, and you've got to have more discipline in selling it. And in volatile times, you don't want to buy your inputs all at once, probably, and you probably don't want to sell everything all at once, so stagger it out over time. It's a slightly different ball game than it's been for the last 10 years or so.
Well, the only discipline I ever had was from my principal, so.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, thanks, Kim. Dr. Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.